Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ.
This week on the At the Table podcast, I'm going to reflect on Acts chapter 3 and Peter and John as they set out on just another ordinary day. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast. I am Pastor Gary at Grace Community Church, and I'm so glad you're listening today. I am going to be reflecting on my message last week on Acts chapter 3, as Peter and John live just another ordinary day. Now, if you're familiar with that story, as Peter and John set out to pray on that day, and they encountered a beggar who was himself just another ordinary day, living that day, as he did this frequently, as he was carried to the temple to beg because he was crippled and he couldn't earn his own living. Well, as I was reflecting on that message this past week, I turned to Hebrews chapter 11 and this idea of living on point. See, I was kind of joking when it was just another ordinary day for Peter and John as they set out. They may have thought that was the case, but as we reflect on that passage in Acts chapter 3, we realize that they lived, while it was just another ordinary day, they lived on point, and they were ready and expecting that God was going to move. Hebrews chapter 11, which is why I turned there, was because this is considered the Hall of Fame of Faith. This passage in Hebrews chapter 11, the entire thing talks about the heroes of the Christian faith up to that point. See, the author drew on regular, ordinary men and women who lived on point for God, who God used in miraculous ways. And I love that passage because it reminds me that many of the people in that passage, well, all of them, had a sin problem, right? But many of them were people that may have not been viewed by the outside world as those that maybe had something to be proclaiming, but they did, but not because of them, but because of their faith in God. And this faith in God enabled them through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of God, to live extraordinary lives, even in the midst of everyday ordinary things. Well, in Hebrews chapter 12, if you keep reading, I love this first three verses. See, in these first three verses, and specifically word one, says therefore. And remember, I always tell our folks at Grace Community Church, when you see the word therefore, you need to ask the question, what is it there for? Well, it's pointing back to chapter 11, right? Saying that therefore, in light of everything that's just been said about these people, the faith they had in God, and all the miraculous things, this is what you need to pay attention to. And so the writer of Hebrews says this: therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning and shame, and sat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And so I love these verses because it helps us to think about the things we read, especially in Acts chapter 3 and specifically in Hebrews chapter 11, and realize that this testimony to what God did gives us tremendous hope. See, we look back and we remember Peter and John from Acts chapter 3 and all the people listed in Hebrews chapter 11, and we realize that we too, as followers of Christ, are called to live the same kind of life that these people lived. Now, while we may not see a bush burning in front of us that never gets consumed. And we may never see someone who is lame from birth be miraculously healed or even called to be the person that speaks to them and calls them to healing like Peter and John were. We serve the same Jesus. See, we can look at these encounters and we can say, because of that evidence that is before us, because of the way these people lived in faith and God was continually faithful to them, we can draw on that same power and live our ordinary life on fire for Jesus. There's a couple of things that just stick out to me from this passage in Hebrews chapter 12 that I just want to highlight. And I just want to say, for full disclosure, I heard a message about these three verses when I was at the Alive Music Festival a couple weeks ago. And it was an incredible experience. It was an incredible time of worship and music and good speakers and reflection on exactly this passage, looking back in my life at people that had lived a life that was tremendously following God, and how I can draw, and I have examples in my own life of men and women who've lived faithful lives serving God and have seen many miraculous and amazing things happen through that ministry. And because of that, and because of my experience, just like the writer of Hebrews, I can look to godly men and women that push me forward. But I want to get back to these three words, or these three things that stuck out to me in Hebrews chapter 12. The first one is seen in the first sentence, which says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. This is just a reminder to me that who I surround myself with matters. The friends, the family, the church members, the loved ones that I surround myself with matter. See, we can draw from other people's faithful life following God. We can draw from many people in the Bible that are listed. We can draw from many people in our life if we surround ourselves with godly men and women who are seeking after following Jesus with all they are. Who we surround ourselves with matters. Now, let me just say this, is that not every friend or a person in our life is going to be necessarily someone that we, you know, draw some motivation from. There are times when we are called to be the witnesses in people's life that they can draw from. We can invest in them. We can disciple them. We can love people who may not even love Christ as to be a witness to them. But I will tell you this, that we need to look for intentional relationships in our life that are building us up, that are giving us hope, that are surrounding us with examples. I have several folks in my life that are people that are pouring into me, or we're at a common relationship where we're accountability partner or discipling partners, that we are doing life together and we are sharing that burden. And so I encourage you to find people in your life that will build you up, pour into you, can be an example for you as you live your life. Second, I see the phrase later in that sentence where it says this, it says, let us, because of, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us. This is just a reminder to me that I need to be constantly pruning in my life, looking for things, throwing off things that are distracting me from God's purpose in my life. And can I just say that sometimes the things we need to cut off are not bad things. They're good things, but they're not the best thing, and they may be drawing us away from what God wants to do. So as we look to surround ourselves with good people in our life, followers of Jesus that are encouraging us, that are going to give us an example and help us to pursue Jesus more, let us also throw off everything that entangles us, and let us run with the perseverance, the race marked out for us. This is just another reminder that just like Peter and John in Acts chapter 3, who were just going about their everyday life, they were running a race intentionally. See, they had their eyes ahead and they knew who their Savior was, and they knew what their purpose was, and they knew what their calling was, so they were able to throw off things that distracted them, that so easily entangled them, and they kept focused on their mission, so that even in the moments of just everyday things, see, we read in Acts chapter 3 that Peter and John were on their way to the temple to pray. That was something that devout Jews did 3 times a day, like 9, 12, and 3, according to our time here today, several hours after sunrise in the middle of the day, and then later in the day. And so they were on their way around 3 o'clock our time. They were on a regular everyday passage, but they were still on point, on mission, because they had been able to throw off the things that hindered them. The third thing that sticks out to this to me, so after surrounding ourselves with good quality people, throwing off the things that hinder us, then the most important was, is they, verse 2, it says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy sat before him and endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. See, Jesus was on point, and that is who we are to fix our eyes on. I think sometimes we easily get distracted, and that's why the author of Hebrews said, throw off those things that entangled you. We get focused more on our life here in this earth rather than on Jesus, who is who we're trying to emulate and work our way towards and serve with all that we are. So we want to surround ourselves with a cloud of witnesses or those in our lives that can pour into us. We want to throw off the things that distract us, and we want to always fix our eyes on Jesus, being sold out for his cause, his purpose in our life. You know, I just, as I reflect on that, even in this moment as I'm recording this podcast, I just think that what must have been going through Peter and John's mind as they walked up to the temple and they encountered this lame beggar who would then ask them for money. I don't know, but I do know this, is that it must most obviously they were focused on Jesus and the mission that he had given them, because they chose to enter into the conversation with that man. And as Peter tells him in Acts chapter 3, you know, money we don't have, we can't give you what we don't have, but we will give you what we do have. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. And it says the man was changed forever. He instantly was able to stand up and began to walk, jump, and praise God. You imagine what he was thinking in that moment, realizing that just a little bit ago, he was just being carried by his friends to the temple to beg like he was every single day. And he was ready to ask this two guys coming at him, would you give me some money? And they said they didn't have any, and his heart must have sank. But then he got the greatest gift he could ever give and was able to walk, praise God, and he became an amazing testimony for God that he was able to use to then bring many more to come and know him. See, Peter and John were sold out. The question for me today is, am I sold out in the same way? Do I live life with the same expectant urgency of following Jesus? And so as I reflect back now to Hebrews chapter 12 and on these three things that I mentioned, surrounded, throw off, fix your eyes on Jesus, I have three questions that I want to ask for you as we get ready to wrap things up. Number one, who are you surrounding yourself with? Who are you surrounded by? And what does that speak to your commitment to Christ? Second, what do you today have to throw off that is entangling and distracting you from following Jesus? Or maybe what do you need to throw off that's affecting your testimony? And third, what can you do today? What can you refocus on today that will help you stay fixed on Jesus? Do you need to bump up your Bible reading plan? Do you need to commit to a more regular and consistent prayer life? Do you need to ask for an accountability partner to ask you the tough questions? I don't know what it is, but God's speaking to you right now, and I pray that we get ready, as we get ready to finish, that you would act. Who are you surrounded with? What do you need to throw off? And what can you do to stay fixed on Jesus? Well, I hope this message has spurred you on to faithfully follow Jesus. And I pray that the questions I've asked would provoke you to seek God and what He has for you today. I hope this message has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, have a great day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.